Readers, after scanning all of the London papers for royal wedding coverage, what did I come across in the London Times? Listen to this, The Dirty Dozen, the best British sex novels after Lady Chatterley. I just had to share this with you. Number one on the list by Ian McEwan. On Chesil Beach, in only 160 pages, McEwan captures the sexual trauma of a whole generation. Proof at last that when it comes to fiction, size doesn't matter. Money by Martin Amis hilariously joins the dots between sex, capitalism, and consumption. Number three on the list, The Crimson Petal and the White by Michael Faber. Michael Faber has produced the novel that Dickens might have written had he been allowed to speak freely. Okay. Number four, The Swimming Pool by Alan Hollinghurst. Set in 1983, the novel charts the sexual aspirations and acts of two gay men during the last good summer in London before AIDS becomes apparent. Number five, Howard Jacobson, The Finkler Question. As a chronicler of what it means to be Jewish in a post-religious, post-postmodern world, Jacobson is peerless. Do you think that bit about foreskin restoration is true? All right, you might want to open the cover of that one. Birdsong by Sebastian Falks. Some X-rated haymaking before the war goes and spoils everything. It's set in 1910. Nick Hornby, High Fidelity. Aimless record shop owner Rob Fleming doesn't do much shagging, but his neurotic musing on its rewards and pitfalls are as mercilessly accurate as you'd expect. Next on the list, The Passion by Jeanette Winterson. Winterson's second novel launched her into the literary stratosphere and made a girl with webbed feet a heroine. Follow Napoleon's army and discover an imagined Venice, its moist lagoon a potent metaphor. Next, Before She Meets Me by Julian Barnes, a deeply creepy study of retroactive sexual jealousy. Next on the list, Trainspotting, I think we've all seen this movie, by Irvin Welsh. Welsh's sensational debut is remembered for its portrayal of heroin use, soiled bedsheets, and a toilet bowl. But where there's drugs, grisly sex follows. From Sarah Waters, Tipping the Velvet, the theme of this novel, set in 19th century, may have surprised Queen Victoria, who allegedly refused to believe that lesbianism existed. And last on the Times, Best British Sex Novel List, by Angela Carter, The Bloody Chamber. Carter transforms the fairy tales we thought we knew in her beautiful, bold retellings. Okay, that's the list from London. Go and read some.